Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Epitomizing the Psalms as poetry of the highest order, Psalm 23 stands perhaps unrivaled as the best-loved portion of God's Word. In this shepherd psalm, the shepherd David directs our attention to the only one capable of caring, now and forever, for his sheep. How personal and confident was David's relationship with this shepherd? You will be blessed as you listen to A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel messenger, in his meditation on this psalm, Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. The Psalms formed the special book of worship in the Hebrew temple services. In our times, it is possibly the best known and most beloved book of the Hebrew Scriptures. These divinely inspired poems follow a significant arrangement. The Midrash, the Jewish commentary on the Hebrew Scriptures, records the following comments. Moses gave to the Israelites the five books of the law, and corresponding to these, David gave them the five books of the Psalms. It has been stated often that the Psalter is the echo of the Mosaic Pentateuch from the heart of Israel. While the influence of David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, pervades the Psalms, there are many men who at different times and in various circumstances wrote these sacred poems. Behind it all, however, stood the Spirit of God and the divine purpose. The 23rd Psalm has been called the Pearl of Psalms. David the Shepherd King wrote this most simple and sweet song, the Song of the Shepherd. The story has been told of an ancient Persian ruler who dedicated an apartment in his great palace to the memory of earlier days before he had been lifted from lowliness to royal honor. In the tiny room was placed the simple equipment of shepherd life. There on the bare floor lay the crook, the wallet, the coarse dress, and so forth. The ruler determined to spend a part of each day in this small apartment to enforce the memory of what he had been and to strengthen him against those temptations that royal power, wealth, and favor bring. And so also David the king remembered David the shepherd boy. After all, it was David's illustrious ancestor Jacob who in Egypt declared to Pharaoh, "Thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth until now." Thus Israel was permitted to dwell in the land of Goshen, for Joseph had declared, "Every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians." Jacob readily acknowledged, "With this staff I passed over Jordan." God, however, had blessed and multiplied him greatly. Jacob referred to the God who fed me all my life long unto this day. And yet, in the history of Israel, it developed that the task of tending the family sheep was often disdained. The job was given then to the youngest of the family. This was the attitude when Samuel the prophet went to Bethlehem, Judah, to anoint the king God desired to reign over Israel. Jesse presented his sons to Samuel. But Samuel replied, "The Lord hath not chosen these." Samuel seemed somewhat disturbed and addressed Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" Jesse replied, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." So unimportant did that youngster appear that Jesse had left him out. Samuel commanded, "Send and fetch him." When David entered, the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him." Even so, a brief time later, when David, sent by his father to visit his brothers in Saul's army, inquired why Goliath, the Philistine giant, was permitted to mock Israel, his brothers took him to task, saying, Why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride, and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. So David, after ascending the throne, spoke of God as the true shepherd and declared, The Lord is my shepherd. For the Lord himself, throughout the history of Israel, had revealed himself as the shepherd of his people. Jacob, the aged patriarch, mentioned the shepherd illustration again as death approached, and from thence is the shepherd the stone of Israel. Isaiah the prophet declared, The Lord God shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The prophet Micah mentioned the Lord as Israel's shepherd, and called Israel the flock of thine inheritance. The greatest prophecy, perhaps, of the shepherd of Israel was given by the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel devoted a large section to this picture of the Lord as the shepherd and Israel as his sheep. He spoke of the false shepherds, the condition of Israel as sheep scattered in the prey of wild beasts, and the proposal of what God would do for his sheep. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land and feed them. And I will cause them to lie down, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, O my flock. But the prophet Zechariah predicted that the true shepherd of Israel would first be rejected, even as Joseph and David. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And when Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, appeared on the earth, he came first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He also spoke of other sheep, not from the Jewish fold, who would hear his voice. But when the true shepherd was rejected by his own, the prophecy of Zechariah was fulfilled. Someday this compassionate shepherd will gather the outcast of Israel. Now he seeks to become the shepherd and bishop of our souls. This 23rd Psalm declares, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In this first great stanza, the theme is the assurance of the one who knows the Lord as his personal shepherd. David says, My shepherd. But Isaiah declared, All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way. But Yeshua, Jesus, the shepherd, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If we will trust him, he will become our guide, physician, and protector. The green pastures, or grassy meadows, and the still waters, or waters to rest by, speak of the adequate guidance and provision of the true shepherd. Thus this sweet pastoral symphony tells of the man who lives under the care of the true shepherd. I shall not want or lack. Come unto me, the good shepherd declares, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Do you know what it is to be delivered from all anxiety and care? Do you know the almighty, all-wise, all-loving, and never-changing shepherd? In his shepherd's love, he provides for every need. In his shepherd's care, he watches over them. He will restore the sheep who has strayed. Jesus declared, By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The last grand stanza declares, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this final stanza, the theme emphasizes the comfort or strengthening of the one who knows the Lord as his shepherd. The valley of the shadow of death includes other crises throughout life, as well as the final one, death. His presence, his companionship, overcomes the worst thing, fear. Let trials, affliction, danger, and death come. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. His rod and his staff both protect and discipline his sheep. He takes care of the enemy and spreads a table for his trusting ones in their very presence. With him is all goodness and mercy. We shall be in his presence not just for time, but for eternity, the house of the Lord forever. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd who has given his life for the sheep. He is the great shepherd who is victorious over death. He seeks to be your shepherd. Will you trust him and be able to say with David, "The Lord is my shepherd"?
Now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.